Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guests. Nobody has been more on the issue of borders and security, more thoroughly, more in the heat of it over the last 10, 15 years than Mr. Lou Dobbs of the Fox Business Network. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lou, what a great day to have Lou Dobbs on. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dom.
And I mean that sincerely. I can think back to the CNN days and before that even, the books and everything else. This has all been stuff that you've been the cutting edge. My thought tonight with the State of the Union is the president has to take away Democrats saying he moves all over the place. We can't negotiate with him to say, this is reasonable. I'm for all these enhanced things, but we need the barrier, and I'm sticking to that. I'm telling you, American people, that's what it's about, whatever the others say.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think that the American people are absolutely behind this president refusing to negotiate on the issue of national security. What question should there be? What should be the trade-off for the, you know, the triad strategy that has kept this country safe, the nuclear triad, for 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Securing the nation is his first priority, his first order of business, and I think the American people will support him blindingly quickly if he simply declares and he doesn't even have to declare the emergency, simply deal with the emergency and build a wall. But if he chooses to declare an emergency, that's fine, too. That's what it is.
Lou, the theme of the State of the Union is choosing greatness. I just got this from the White House, and they say it will cast an inspiring vision of American greatness, saying both parties can rally behind this, and the politics of resistance and retribution will not be good going forward. I'm sure that, you know, this is put in because the radical bunch on the Democrat side, I mean, the real radical 10 or 12 that are new, might erupt over this type of thing, and American people might see that tonight.
They well might. I can't imagine their manners improving just because it's a State of the Union a joint session of Congress. We are watching these freshmen, congressmen, Dom, you know this, these are the most ill-mannered louts I've ever seen, and I thought I'd seen a few on the Democratic side. They are almost to a person repulsive in their politics, ignorant in their disrespect of others, and as I said, ill-mannered. I don't know if any of them actually know better.
Yeah, that is the tenor, Lou, and that is seen as being, it's what their base of their party wants. Now, Lou, coverage tonight on Fox Business Network with Lou Dobbs, you're on at 7. Do you continue right up to the State of the Union, then post, or what are you doing tonight?
Well, and I'll continue on for a while after the show to lead into the State of the Union with Neil Cavuto and the crew. In the show, we'll be setting up the State of the Union and what can be expected. The State of the Union, you know, where the president, Dom, always says the State of the Union is strong, it's not been stronger since Reagan, frankly, in terms of the economy, the foreign policy that this president has established and is pursuing. It is remarkable, the man's achievements, and the Dems and the radical Dems and the refusal of the national left-wing media to credit this man. It's breathtaking, appalling, and why there's not more of an outcry across the country, I really don't know, because there certainly should be.
Now, I saw last night you had the head of the RNC on, who I think has been relatively effective, but you read her the riot act about the rhinos in her party.
Well, the rhinos, who are, why would we even have Republicans who are Republicans in name only?
Mm-hmm.
Who do they serve? They serve the Democrats. Another word for them would be gutless Democrats. They don't have the guts to go the left wing of their party. And I was really most exercised about the discussion of small donors in the party contributing. And by the way, they were either critically important. But as the Republican Party, whether it's Ronald McDaniel, whether it's Mitch McConnell, whichever one it is, talking about the working man and woman and their families, the middle class, and those who aspire to it, and then, by God, take all of their money that they can load up from the Chamber of Commerce, the Koch brothers, the Business Roundtable, Wall Street. We know who they're representing when they dump that money in the coffers of the Republican National Committee, and it sure as hell isn't the middle class.
Well, I like that touch of Lou Dobbs, too, not saying the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, because with your tutelage, I no longer call it that either. I just say the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, they're not.
No, but Lou, to your point, it seems as if the donor scare with Republicans affects them more, the McConnells and the others, then it affects the Democrats and their donor class.
I think you're exactly right in that observation. It is, the principal reason is the Democrats are aligned in the interest of what they perceive as their base. They are left wing. They are immoderate, and really look at the same issues in much the same way. There are variances, but not a huge yawning gaps like with the Republican Party, which is on one hand representing the New York Stock Exchange and giant hedge funds, then on the other trying to say that we're for the working man and woman. Only this president is for the working man and woman and their families and for the middle class. Only this president is creating jobs. The Republican Party, like the Democratic Party, has been throwing them away for decades.
Well, he must have read several volumes of different missives from Lou Dobbs over the years, because that's more than when suddenly it blew up, Lou, at CNN, and suddenly that was a high watermark for people associating your name with something. They forgot you were associated with, for want of a better term, the middle class populism. Well before that, book after book, it was about that. And it was about globalism and the negative impacts on the middle class.
And look at the jobs that we've lost and the wages that are now only under this president. Have they started to grow again? The middle class was shrinking, not stagnant, shrinking for 20 years. And meanwhile, both political parties averted their eyes and said, we've got to be more competitive. So they took away our pensions. They took away employer health care and said, well, we've got to be competitive, and replaced it with 401ks and attempted affordable care, which was obviously not affordable and really wasn't much of any kind of health care. This is a country that has had to watch the spectacle of our middle class, the foundation of this great nation, just absolutely being screwed by both parties.
Absolutely. Well, Lou, we'll be watching 7 o'clock to quite a bit tonight with Lou Dobbs on the Fox Business Network. It's been too long, Lou. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today to preview all this.
Well, thank you, and look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks, my friend.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210